Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, from the Studebaker National Museum, Assistant Director Joe McCoy, Archivist Andrew Beckman, and Curator Aaron Warkentine once again join us and discuss how Studebakers outshined other car industries throughout history. Here are McCoy, Beckman, and Warkentine.
Well, I find myself walking through the museum sometimes and looking at the electric cars, thinking, what if? Well, I mean, they're what, 1904? Mm-hmm. Why not electric, and why did they go the way of the gas-powered, at least at Studebaker?
Some of it had to do with electrical technology. I mean, they were still using wooden batteries filled with sulfuric acid and lead plate. I mean, so the technology wasn't advancing as quickly as they probably would have liked. And this is general across the industry. And then think about the fact that Rockefeller ensured that prices were low on gasoline. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, electric car, it still only could go 40 miles if you weren't lead-footed. So gasoline car could go 150 miles at that time.
Yeah, once the fuel supply was available.
Yeah.
The electric day was doomed, because really, if you look at, you know, an electric's range of transportation was really in urban areas where you were near a charging mm-hmm. station.
Right.
We wanted to explore the rest of our country and settle all the lands across America, and internal combustion let you do that.
So, and then think about the fact of infrastructure at that time.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just about to say that. There were 30 some charging stations throughout the borough of Manhattan, but I'm willing to guess probably far fewer in Utah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you had to buy your charging station, too. So, like, it was an accessory. Oh, you need to put electricity in your vehicle? You got to pay extra to get the unit. So,
and then Henry Ford set the industry on its ear with the Model T. And
that killed, yeah.
You know, instead of thousands of dollars for an electric car, you could buy a Model T for $300.
So. But think about the fact that Studebaker, during the teens, was the only vehicle manufacturer that made horse-drawn vehicles, internal combustion, and electric all at the same time.
Well, they were the largest
wagon manufacturer, yeah.
In not just the United States.
In the world.
In the world.
At the turn of the 20th century.
Right. When I came to the museum and read that panel, that kind of blew my mind. I'm like, wow. That is a much bigger stage than I thought.
But think about the fact that really they developed the idea of the distribution and dealership network. That's really from the Studebakers. That's the only reason they could do what they did, and nobody else did. You know, they developed mm-hmm. the idea of ditties and marketing that was in many ways because of the Studebakers, because of Peter. You know, they may have not been the first, but they popularized it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were global before. Really, there was a global transportation manufacturer.
Yeah.
Studebaker was the standard bearer for wheeled transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one thing where Studebaker, the story and the history is relevant, and it's something that, you know, as a museum, you know, we kind of talk about and I want to bring out more, is the fact that Studebaker, the brothers, the company, were very innovative. And I think there's a lot for new entrepreneurs to learn, because many of those innovations were very successful. Some of them were failures. But a lot can be taken out of that when somebody wants to move forward in their own business and their own...
It's a fascinating business history for how they
exactly.
were able to survive
mm-hmm.
Civil War, Depression, the panics of 1857, mm-hmm. 73, 1893... Their primary market disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? You know, you're the best horse and buggy builder. And within pretty much a decade, your market is mm-hmm. gone.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot to be learned there for new entrepreneurs.
That was McCoy, Beckman, and Warkentine of the Studebaker National Museum talking about the Studebaker's historical accomplishments. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.